fire at all.
Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport parking. Make the call. Switch to Kogan Mobile.
Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and Kingy.
Fire at all.
Oh, sounds like a new opener to me. We've got a big show coming up. Looking forward to getting stuck into it. We will review last night's game between Brisbane and the Western Bulldogs. What does it mean? GWS young gun Jacob Hopper is going to join us as well. Looking forward to having a chat to him. The Friday agenda is jam-packed. And we'll get you on the phone as well. 1300 736 736. Get the text machine going early for temper, 0433 911 16. So that's the McCafe menu, who are our official coffee partner. We're going right around the country and the world today, crystal clear on the SEN app. We look forward to that. The best analyst in the game is alongside of me, David King's his name. Kingy, good morning.
Morning, Cornsy. Oh, gee, I've enjoyed your week this week. I've had a lot of fun at your expense this week. I'm looking forward to today. Should be a hoot, I reckon. There's a bit to get through. I'm actually. I don't normally look forward to the ramble, but today I just feel like we've got some special stuff.
Well, you don't like the ramble.
No, well, it's a challenge. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's a challenge. And, you know, to find out about, you know, banning sex in Qatar, it's not easy to get through at 6 in the morning, you know what I mean? So we got some different stuff today that I'm looking forward to.
We do our best. I'm looking forward to it as well because you've gone into the archive. So stick around for that in a moment, inspired by Jude Bolton posting a Paul Ruse review of the Sydney team. What was it, in 2004? He was scathing. Well, we've gone individual, and I asked Kingy last week about Dennis and whether he could find some stuff for us, and he has absolutely delivered this morning. The ramble is for JG King's Building Steel Frame Homes. Well, come on, you usually take the mickey out of me at some point. So you might as well get to it straight away.
Got a couple of texts coming through. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day. So this is the day that Bobby Bonilla, our man in the baseball, picks up his 1.2 today. Yeah, he's 58 or something. He gets his 1.2. So how appropriate that's ready to roll. But I just got a little new one for you this week. I've got something new that I've just been working on because I think this is appropriate at the moment.
Now look at me, please.
I've been noticing some of your tweets.
Yes.
Right? Yep. And it's look at me. What a great job I've done.
I've had a good week.
Yeah, but that's okay to have a good week.
Yep.
Hang on. Look, let's just go to some audio just first before I get to the actual tweet.
Seems like the volcano's got a bit of pull around the place.
Look at me.
You can't do that to yourself.
No, what happened was...
What happened? Rummy.
Zoe was producing me. She's an absolute gun.
Oh, and in the ad, you're blaming Zoe?
No, not at all. In the ad break, I said, "Oh," and she produces Hutchin Pickers on Saturday morning.
You know
morning,
she does.
That seat rotates. Benny Lyon was doing it, and as many people, I didn't. And anyway, it came up during the ad break. I said, "Have I got any votes this week?" He said, "No, not yet." I said, "Well, listen to this." So I wanted some votes, so I got 5 votes.
But, so the only day you get off, you want to get a mention still on SEN. Well, what do you need to be mentioned on Saturday for? You're on 14 hours a day.
I don't know. Exactly right. But did you sign the petition?
No, and what about that? You got 2,500 signatures, is that right?
Yeah, in half a day.
Mate, I could walk out to the traffic lights
out of here.
Traffic lights and by 8:30 this morning have 2,500 is not even considered a petition.
I had 2,000 in about 2 hours.
It was a good effort. It's called a poll.
It was a good effort from our audience, and last night it was much better, don't you
think? Do you honestly think that you made a difference? Seriously. I want to be genuine here for a sec. I know it's early in the morning. Do you honestly think you're 2,500?
No, it's been a lot longer than that. It's been since April I first went nuts about it on TV.
You were going nuts about the stand rule, weren't you? I've missed this. Is it the stand rule that you're changing, or is it the protected zone?
It's the interpretation of the protected zone, which was much better last night, don't you think? You did that game.
I've been here, mate. I've been here. Be very careful. It's one game.
What do you think? Well, I was going to ask you about that. I was going to fire some quick-fire ones at you a little bit later on. It is a bit embarrassing that we change interpretations mid-year, isn't it? I know it's the right thing to do, but...
The palm's up Descent 50 lasted 10 weeks. We were big on that at the start. So we've changed two in about 3 weeks.
Gone.
So haven't thought these ones through. But, look, I think it's okay if you can accept you've made a blue and make the adjustment. I think the clubs were complaining pretty heavily about the protected zone one, particularly being set up and then split by the bloke you're chasing. I think that's a bit unfair. That wasn't why we brought it in.
So 0433 9 out 11 16. Kingy reckons it's the look at me, look at me's.
100%.
Bit of Kath and Kim. If you've got a nomination, I'm happy to cop it. I'm put my hand up.
Oh, you'll cop it, mate.
I had a good week. I'm happy to cop it. I'm happy to cop it. But if you've got another nomination, like for example, Kingy went really, really strong on Jeremy Cameron as the best player in the comp. And he copped some feedback from it, and we discussed it last week. And I wasn't upset with that opinion. I thought, I'm not offended by that. But I sort of mentioned Toby Green, and then he came out on Saturday, didn't he?
Jeremy was good on Saturday,
and he just went because the flat track bully had been levelled at you. And I reckon there was a look at me tweet from your good self. I think I saw a look at me tweet from you.
Look at me. This has got legs. I feel like we've stuffed up here. But anyway. Now, I got hammered because he hadn't kicked goals against the best teams.
Yes,
And then the eight changed.
Yep.
And he went from two goals to about 20.
And then you said, look at me.
I said, well, hang on a sec. There's the data. And I didn't hear from one of those nuff-nuffs who was giving it to me the previous 48 hours. Where were they? They're the same fools that are signing your petition. They're the same simpletons you've got 2,000 signatures from.
Sometimes it is hard not to resist. Hey? Like you just go back at them. Now, I want to get to the really important stuff this morning.
Okay,
because
right.
Jude Bolton, he lit fire to this feedback and modern day, can the new players handle it? This is what we had in our day.
I'm nervous now.
And you were coached by, a man with a reputation that precedes him, really. What have you found?
Well, this is what happened. So I found the Jude Bolton tweet fascinating. So Paul Roo saying, two things are going wrong here. Either I'm not a very good coach and I can't get my message across, which means I've got to move on, or you guys are not listening you've got the issue and you need to address as a leadership group. If we can't work it out, then I've still got to move on.
Yeah.
So it was a great assessment of where they were at, the Swans. It challenged their leaders to take control. And it was old school coaching.
Yeah, and they won the flag the next year.
So I was having a laugh with my old man. And he said, you know what, I reckon I've got a couple of things kicking around. I said, this will be interesting. So, Cornsey, I've stumbled across the 1999 assessment for the season. Right? It's on an old school Word doco. Right? Seriously, you can't make this stuff up. You can't. It looked like we spent about $4 at Officeworks and we got the whole thing sorted, right? So I just want to read to you. This is a bit of a this is the reverse look at me. This is taking the piss out of myself, right? So I'll just give you the review of a couple of rounds, right? Just to get a little theme going. So these assessments would go on the board for all players to read.
Yeah, you were saying this last week.
Yeah, so all 22 or 21, whatever, however many played back in those days, and the boys would read them out, and they'd read them over your shoulder. So round 9 versus Fremantle, 5 words. Opponents given too much latitude, below average. So you got a ranking, and a little synopsis. So you'd be standing there reading it, going through everyone else's, and then someone would say over your shoulder, opponents given too much latitude.
So what's the word? Below average?
Poor.
Right.
Poor, below average, average, above average. Good, very good, and excellent. I never saw an excellent. So I missed the first half a dozen weeks, but these are just funny to skim through. We'll do it very quickly, right? Not effective enough for playing to his capability today, below average. Out of sorts early, didn't run or play with any confidence and belief.
Out of sorts.
Didn't play with any confidence or belief, especially in marking Jules overhead, below average. I've had a rough start to the year, right?
You're getting dropped at this point.
Yeah, this is where it really spirals on me. Did some good things, handled too often, allowed opponent in the final term to tally up too many possessions, average.
So what round are we up to?
We're up to round 12.
I got your numbers. So round 12, you had 20 and you kicked your goal in a good win.
Very loose. And even though won a lot of ball, his opponents were far too prominent. Below average.
There's a theme here.
Round 13 versus Carlton. Played off opponents often, and even though he rebounded well at times, not playing to his best. or the consistency capable of average. So there's a consistent theme, but this is where I want to get to, right? So the year corrected. I was thinking about retiring if I looked at this halfway through 1999. 100%. But this is the bit that you'll get a laugh out of, right? Because you're scathing on all player strength and conditioning reports. This is very good. So I missed the first 5 or 6 weeks, right? They completed an excellent pre-season, blah, 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 injured through April, which set him back, though he was very committed to his rehabilitation. As the season progressed, his efforts in the weight room waned, especially in his adherence to set programs and accurate self-monitoring. It was also apparent that his body shape and definition changed.
Oh, you're kidding. You've got heavy.
Fat.
Mid-season.
Fat. But, well, the funny part is my season going on his reports actually correct. I finished above average, good, 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 very good, very good. So I should have got fat a lot earlier.
Kingy, this is a year where you personally only played in 3 losses.
That's funny.
And you won the flag, and he's in that sort of mood. So what was he like when you had a poor year?
Oh, well, I can sign on that. It was hard work. Hard work. It was just a different sort of feedback, isn't it? It was a blunt, honest assessment.
And don't let it get ahead of yourself.
He had the group working against you. So this is like, I don't know, they get a lot more information now. They get vision. They get all the tools. And it's a different game. It's a foreign game for what we played. But we all loved it. We loved this sort of feedback and this sort of banter because it created an energy for the group.
Yeah.
But, geez, every now and then it come at a personal cost.
You have to have thick skin. 1-300-736-736. Ronnie's on the line. You've got a personal relationship with the King family, Ronnie.
Oh, no. This is problems.
There you go, King. Every time your dad, I used to take the kids across the road, you walk down the road, your dad would say, "Hey, Margie, put the kettle on. The Collingwood boys are coming."
Well, there you go.
What sort of neighbours were they like, Ronnie?
they were legends. He pretty good on the old guitar, old Bazza, I tell you. He used to love singing a song. But we used to go over there to stir Kingy up all the time. And because we're Collingwood family and, that was fantastic.
All right. Yeah, it's the old man and his guitars. Yeah, but do people actually get better at guitar? At what stage of your life do you just plateau as a guitarist? Well, your old man's a guitarist.
Yeah, but he's awful. Like, you're right. He's been doing it for 40 years.
Should he be better by now?
100%.
Like, at what stage do you say, you know what, this is not for me?
But I'm not a muso. There would be musos listening to us everywhere. I mean, is it a quick improvement and then you stagnate and it stalls and you don't get much better after that? Let us know your thoughts. And on the other side of this, I want to speak a little bit about Steve Smith. He's had a big dummy spit. He's
you're not
run
happy
out
with
by.
That?
He's run out by Usman Khawaja.
And he got toasted.
He did, but anyway, we'll discuss it on the other side of this. 1-300-736-736. And the other one is, which player in the competition needs some Dennis Pagan-style brutal feedback this year?
And I want to know, should you actually get better at the guitar after 30 years?
It's all for JG King Homes, building Australian-made and manufactured steel frame homes. Back after this.
AEG Power Tools. Powerful, durable, made for trade.
Fireball.
Nothing beats $12 a day parking. Melbourne Airport Parking. Make the call. Switch to Kogan Mobile.
Garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au.
Kane and Kingy.
Fireball.
And we might have a run out here. Yeah, Smith diving back in. He's short. He's short of his ground. The Sri Lankans are celebrating. Smith has been sent back by Usman Khawaja. He's got mud and dust caked down the front of his white test shirt, and he's gesticulating to nobody in particular about how annoyed he is. Palms up to the sky, he's shaking his head, and Stephen Smith has been run out for 6.
Yeah, he was run out. He got set up by his partner, Usman Khawaja. He was run out by Dick Weller, actually, which is an interesting sporting name, and there's been a few of those over the journey. But he wasn't happy. He's got mud all down him. He's gesturing to Usman, as you just heard in our call of the cricket coverage. The guys are dominating over there, and the Aussies in a good position. He's hard to like, I think.
Hard to like.
Yeah, I look, clearly respect the skill level and his record and how, you know, what an absolute great he's going to be of Australian cricket. But the nuances that he plays with, I find him tricky to warm to.
Right.
Yeah. Labuschagne's
because
it's similar.
Just because they're different.
Yeah, maybe. And that's just a personal thing. Like, we don't love everyone, do we? I just find him and his little characteristics a bit annoying and a bit frustrating. And I didn't think that was a great look for him.
Yeah.
I thought he carried on. Fine to be frustrated. I thought he carried on. And
what's the etiquette in cricket? Is there an etiquette when you get run out that you have to act a certain way?
Cricketers, 0433 98 11 16. And how do you address it in the dressing rooms? Because Usman stayed out there for ages after. He would have been avoiding him all night. But the Aussies are in a good position, 8 for 313. So they lead Sri Lanka by 101 runs with 2 wickets remaining. We'll get to that now. Sports update. And just a bit of feedback for your guitar or your music craft. Regarding musicianship, Kingy, this person's called it, unless you put in an hour or two per day of constructive practice, you'll at best always be below average, says Kimbo.
Below average?
Yeah, so that's
well,
that's,
I'll tell you what, that's shining through.
To use your term. Runga's on the line. You want to speak about a player who needs a Dennis Pagan-style rever.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken and Kingy. You know who I would love to see the report on every week is Lockie Plowman from Carlton, Keno.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, I've got an interesting relationship with Lockie.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's happened?
I just don't know how he gets picked every week. I know. I don't. Now, not as much now because I have to play him with the injury crisis. But
half a team here.
In previous years, and he's been rewarded. Like, he's finished high up in the best and fairest. Not a scratch, mate. Is that the same Lockie Plowman that I've been watching all year? So, it's a good one. Yeah. But you're going to need him. You're going to need him tonight.
Runga, you know what? It's a very good topic you raise. Now, I know you're on those little socials where. I think you have to pay $100 to give someone a spray or something.
Oh, yes.
What's it called?
Swish or Cameo.
Imagine Dennis got on Swish. He could build an empire, Dennis, on Swish. That should be your push now. Get Dennis on Swish. Forget about training horses. Train people. Mm. Life skills, yeah. Dennis.
He'd get a few requests for that for a good old-fashioned rev up. Simon's on the line. You're not Kingy's old boxing coach, are you, Simon?
No. G'day. No, I'm not Kingy's old boxing coach, but I actually saw Kingy last week at the footy, and I was telling him I bumped into his old boxing coach,
Jackie King.
And he actually mentioned, he goes, they should get Dennis back there once a week just to give him a little rev up. It's actually funny you say that, because he said it last Friday. Him and Dennis should come there once a week.
Yeah, Jackie King. Your boxing coaches are just the next level. Thanks, Simon. Good to catch up again. They're next level, aren't they, the boxing
just
coaches?
Tough,
passionate they are.
Yeah, I can't say I ever had a boxing coach.
Haven't you?
No.
We used to actually have to get in the ring and spar.
Did you see during the week
that's intimidating.
The big All-Stars boxing bout got cancelled?
Yeah. Do you think it's because you knocked them back?
Well,
from a selfish point of view. I mean, this would have crossed your mind, I reckon, given...
I think ticket sales are a bit slow, and I think a lot of people would have liked...
You know, there's a little bit of Kath and Kim about this.
Punch. No.
There's a little bit.
No. That's the reverse.
You feel like this has been cancelled. You feel like this has been cancelled because you're not fighting.
No.
That's
I feel
true.
Like there are a lot of people that would like to see me get knocked out.
You can't keep a straight face when you
big,
that.
Big NBA news as well, which we'll get to in our sports update. But Kevin Durant has reportedly requested a trade away from the Brooklyn Nets. This is only a day after Kyrie Irving opted into his deal, and Ben Simmons is there, and they're going to blow the whole place up if Kevin Durant leaves. So we'll touch on that, NBA fans. If you want to have your say, please do so. Pete's on the line. Which player needed a Dennis Pagan-style rev up, Pete?
Yeah, boys, I would love to have heard the week-by-week review from two of the all-time character coaches, and that's Rocket Eade and Lee Matthews of their beloved Jason Akimanis.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We played a bit of this on the Sunday footy show the other day when Lee Matthews reportedly said to the team members that had had enough of playing with Jason, he said, just treat him as a consultant. Just treat him as if he's a football consultant. So we hire him on game day. You take what you get. And then he's not really ours during the week. And then sort of all blew up.
What a horrible way to look at it.
When he was dropped. Oh, I know, but I think it just got to the point where they were that frustrated with him that that was the best way that Lee came up with to handle him. Now, it didn't work, and he went to the Bulldogs eventually, and it didn't work there either. So it's a good one, Pete.
He was good for the Dogs, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was solid. But then he had the leading team style where they sat him down in front of everyone, and he didn't sort of accept that feedback and the media stuff.
I wonder, it's a good discussion. Mm. We should do this another day. I wonder in hindsight whether the Dogs were were too hard on him and didn't maybe wring the rag dry on getting the best out of him because they were trying to pull him back all the time.
And how would teams handle it today differently? Because I feel like we embrace personalities and individuality a lot. You know, we're more inclusive.
Imagine you if a guy was doing a handstand after a win. Oh my God!
It's fine if you're winning and you win three flags in a row.
I've noticed nothing's fine. You've got blonde hair because it wasn't fine.
I've been very positive lately. But Nick says, as Spud used to say, looks like Kane's been drinking his own bathwater. Massive head wobble, says Nick in Brisbane.
Well, there's a bit of wobble early, but you're allowed to have a bit. It's a fun wobble.
Kingy, what about players who wore sunglasses down at the club? Asked Paul.
Used to take the sunnies off as I got within three suburbs of the joint. Dennis didn't like sunnies. He thought it was a real showman sort of stuff.
Tom's unhappy with Ben Rutten, so we might get to that a little bit later. He says, Ben Rutten has to go, Kingy. First he drops Reed, now Hobbs. Please, we are done with this bloke. Heppel can't run 10 metres, but he drops our youngest and toughest player. Hobbs is out.
I haven't seen that.
So we'll touch on that in the agenda after 8 o'clock.
Word coming through, too, that the potential boxing match, now that it's been delayed, Waitley can get into camp. All he needs is 6 weeks.
Freeze me up a bit as well if it's out of season.
6 weeks. Corn versus Waitley.
Yeah.
Clash of the Titans.
Blockbuster stuff. That'd be. It's time now for the news headlines.